Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you would send your Spirit to join with us here tonight. Oh Lord, we need you. We worship you and we welcome you here.
Blessed Redeemer, welcome here. Lift our hearts and draw us near. For we long to see your glory. So let the praise begin.
Together today to celebrate you, Lord. We welcome you here today. May our words of praise be a sweet song to your ears. May the sacrifice of our lives be pleasing to you, Lord, even as we come together now to praise and to worship you.
come to praise. We've come to worship. We've come to lay it all before you. It's all yours anyway. We've come to wait. Wait on your power. Fill us with your peace. Lord, we need your strength. We've come to praise.
I will sing of my Redeemer, of the one who died for me, for my mouth cannot be silent. I was lost. But Jesus found me.
Jesus found me.
Strength was gone.
Strength was gone.
Until he came.
Until he came.
And from death,
to life
he brought me.
Praise his name.
Life is never easy. And on some days, and for some seasons, it can seem impossibly hard. The winds of this life may batter us and leave us bloody, but our God is a mighty fortress. Jesus says to you today, "Come to me, all you who are heavy burdened. I'll give you rest."
Of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from my wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Look to thee for grace. Thou light to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die.
The Word of God is full of so many beautiful mysteries. Take, for example, God's way of washing us clean. In this world, a blood stain has been the bane of many a soccer mom and dry cleaner. Try as you may, if that stain is set in, you just can't get it out. And yet our God says that the blood of His Son will wash us clean. What a beautiful contradiction. Could it be that God knows that there's a stain that's far worse? that every one of us is stained with sin, a stain that, try as we may, we just can't get out. We try the weak detergents of New Year's resolutions, willpower, even Easter services. And to no avail, we just can't seem to get clean. But our God knew something that we didn't, that the spilt blood of a guiltless lamb is more powerful than any sin and even death. God used the blood of his only Son to wash us whiter than snow. For a lot of people, Christmas is about a tree and Easter is about a bunny. But for those of us who believe, they both mean a lot more than that. Christmas is about the choice our God made to send his Son from the perfection of heaven to our ugly world on a rescue mission with our hearts as the target. Our Savior left his home to enter our war zone. Easter is the remembrance of the final victory, when Christ saved us in spite of our best efforts to stop him. We treated him as an enemy, but he saw us as the people in distress. And when we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I don't understand it, but just the thought of it raises up something within me. A response to the one who saved me from my sin in spite of myself.
Is this a place?
time when Christ became new life for the old. All things new, all things new, Jesus makes all things new.
Look upon a people whose very nature disgusts him and love them anyway? Who but God could offer his own son to pay the price for people who chose to walk away from him? Who but Christ could rebuild the bridge that we burned so long ago across the chasm of our sin? No one. None but God. Our God promised thousands of years before Christ's birth that he would send someone to save his people, that they would not walk alone, that salvation was coming. We doubted, we faltered, we were faithless, but God was faithful. Our God did what he said he would do. Christ was who he said he was, and it all happened just as he said.
Ooh. just as you say.
My wounds, know that I am.
You are the Christ, risen from death, the Son of the Most High Living God, the only Son of the Great I Am.
Father, thank you. Thank you for keeping your promise. Thank you for remembering us. Thank you for the treasure of your Son. Jesus, thank you for a sacrifice so wide and tall and deep that we could never understand it. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for being here, even now, in our hearts and in our midst. Thank you for all of these things and so much more. In the name of the One who is above all. Amen.
When the moment comes, when we meet. meet you face to face. In the light of love, we confess our brokenness. We belong to you. We lift our voices true. From the earth below, all the way to heaven's throne, we confess our love, both together and alone. We belong to you. We lift our voices true. We sing holy, worthy, glory to our God, strong and mighty. We sing holy. Strong and mighty God. And forevermore, even in the valley cold, we will sing our love. One who made